Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your goddamn ears and the goddamn place to be. Thanks for coming out tonight. I truly appreciate it. With me, as always, a bald man, an angry man, one who I personally believe slightly resembles a fish, your friend and mine, the Germ Freak. Germ Freak, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
I'm sorry, I don't follow. Why are you singing this? Well, you don't usually open up with song, Frank. What's the goddamn deal?
Something happened to me today that I could have sworn in my lifetime it would never, ever, ever, ever happen to me.
Frank, it happens to most guys. And, was Donna kind to you when you lost it?
Something happened to me today that I could have bet my life that would never have happened to me in my entire life.
An intelligent idea?
No. I was witness to an earthquake. I experienced an actual earthquake here on the East Coast.
It is amazing, Frank.
I mean, are you saying it's amazing? Are you being sarcastic or are you being genuine?
At this point, we're doing this. How many hours after?
It's 10, all news, but
nine
whatever.
Hours after. If we had had, I'm not trying to belittle the topic. I want to talk about this, but if we had talked about this maybe 15 minutes after it happened, there would have been some fucking fervor. Oh, would I have been fervorous? I would have been excited. Right now,
so you were excited when it happened.
I was a little, taken aback.
What did you think was happening? You knew right away what it was?
I thought I was having some kind of a medical issue.
No, seriously.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
I felt a little nauseous afterwards.
I thought that, you know when you use your muscles? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Frank, when people use their muscles, occasionally they feel like a quiver or a tinge sometimes, a contraction. Just like a little boogle kind of feeling where your body involuntarily moves. And I thought that was going on, but it was like 10 seconds straight. So I thought that was happening. It was that faint. And then when someone else said, "What's going on?" And then everybody had to have a big fucking goddamn powwow about it for 20 minutes. I realized that, we were having feeling some kind of an earthquake that happened, a great distance from us. My issue with it was that there's a lot of fucking overreaction with this. There are people that live on the West Coast of our fine country who experience this every goddamn day. There's, you know what? At the Rockaway Mall in the great state of New Jersey, there is an Auntie Anne's kiosk where they sell lemonade and pretzels that is located on the second floor. If you go near that kiosk, you will feel the exact sensation that I felt today. It's movement. When you're in an upper floor of a building with a lot of people in it, that's what it feels like. Slight detectable movement. That's all it felt like. And people were fucking losing their minds. Did you happen to see your Facebook feed within 5 minutes of it happening?
I was the first person to post it on Facebook. Of all the people I'm friends with, I was the first person to post it on Facebook.
Why do you want this notoriety? Like, I understand that you say that, but
what were you expecting to hear from me when you just said that right now? Let me preface by saying this. I'm not making it like it's some kind of the second coming. It's not changing my life. I'm not making a big deal.
You just tried to paint yourself as like the fucking Harvey Levin of weather events natural phenomena.
TMZ lover, what I'm saying is as follows:
I put it out there first, so all my friends would know.
You know, I liked Harvey Levin when he was doing exit interviews at fucking People's Court. That's when I used to like Harvey.
Someone eating a piss water hot dog and half a pretzel
next to him.
did you think that she owed him the $200? I personally think that if that's $200, that's $200.
There's two sides of exactly. Harvey Levin. That was the nice Harvey Levin, the innocent one. Now you have this shyster
in a terrible suit, just uncomfortable under a matinee, not a matinee, a marquee. Matinee.
But he did teach me something. There was a case one day about some guy who loaned money to somebody else, and he says that when you give somebody a check, it's for a loan. Put on the check, this is for a loan.
Words to live by, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you wouldn't have gotten that if you.
What I'm saying,
if you
listen,
hadn't
I'm not making
that one episode of like, People's Court like, from fucking 20 like, years ago.
Yeah, people like. FM Jeff, who posted something on Facebook, we get it. The Earth's crust moved. Get over it. All right. You know what? Stop.
How about this? Jeff is unimpressed with everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything. Unless it's a chef that has described or come up with a new way to describe lemon chicken. That's the only thing that would fucking impress. Oh, he's a genius. Succulent and savory. No one has ever used those two words. Pure genius. Never eat at Applebee's. How could you? I don't know. But people are overreacting. Like, I understand where it happened at the epicenter. D.C., Virginia area, wherever the fuck it was. Because honestly, I was unaffected, so I didn't look into it. I'm that kind of person. That's what I shaped up into. But
I could see.
Yes.
What is the difference between the epicenter and the center? It's the same fucking thing, so why put the word epi in front of it? It's the center. Epicenter and center is the same thing, so why say epicenter?
Hey, you know what? Why don't you arrange a tea party with Merriam-Webster's corpse and ask that question? Like, are you going to win?
Do you see my point? Do you see my point? Epicenter and center is the same thing. Why don't you say center? Don't say epicenter and make it sound like it's more scientific.
To make a scientific phenomena study data sound more scientific, you want to dumb it down, Frank?
No, they're trying to make it sound more scientific by saying epicenter. Just say it's the center. It's where all the action. It's the hub.
You know, I got news for you. I don't really know the difference between epicenter and center, but I've just accepted it because that's what we've heard. Let's look into it, Frank, to teach you and me what that exactly means. Epicenter. You see, this is how people learn things. They don't just complain about them and say this is how things should be. They look it up. The epicenter is the point on the Earth's surface that is directly above the hypocenter or focus, the point where an earthquake or underground blah 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 blah. It's just the word.
I love you.
Can you listen, Frank? I'm fucking sick of this fucking good night shit.
I love you so much.
Who are you talking to?
Talking to my daughter.
Tell her to shut up.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
You want to fight? You want to go, big man? You want to roll? Put that kid to bed and tell her to shut her mouth.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, I got news for you. Speaking of your daughter, okay? One of our friends, our listeners, is a little tired of hearing about Luke. Okay?
I didn't think I talked about him that often, but go ahead.
No. He delights in the fact that you talk about your son, Luke. But he is troubled at the fact that you never mention any advancements in the your role as a parent with your daughters.
I didn't hear you. I never mentioned what with my daughters? I didn't hear what you said.
Any kind of happening or excitement in parenting, raising your daughters. You always mention how much you're fucking up your son by letting him play adult video games that depict gang violence and sex at the age of 7.
Listen, just to FYI, somebody's trying to call the show, and the person's saying you're not picking up, so just an FYI.
I'm sorry, Frank. I didn't know that you were my fucking call screener.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to do it since you're not paying attention.
Frank, the chat room is pointing out that the epicenter refers to a point above the center, which is interesting because an earthquake, as you know, happens below the surface. The center would be underground. Thank you. Okay, listen, Frank, you're killing me here. What's the big deal? You made kissy noises and said goodnight to your daughter. I tried to mention some things about it, and you just completely derail. Is this something you don't like talking about, your daughter? You don't
want to
talk about?
No, I don't want to. There's nothing to talk about. I love them with all my heart. What is there to say?
How old are your kids now? Hello?
One was born in 99, so that's...
Oh, my God. You know what?
One was
born. Do you need a foster home?
And one was born in 2004.
Do you need someone to raise him for you?
No, I do perfectly well.
These are things you should just rattle off.
I feel the earth move.
I guarantee you could give like the laws that apply to your job quicker than you could your kids' ages. All right. Here we go. Someone's calling.
You figured out the phones?
Frank, I for several weeks now, I've had a recurring dream of poking you with something metal and just watching you wince. 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. That's the number to call the show if you're interested. We have a caller right now. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Frank the Germ Freak. Who's this?
How do you do? It's Jeff.
Jeff, how are you? You were mentioned. Frank mentioned.
We're shaking up.
Oof. Frank,
Jeff, why do you have to play down the? Don't tell me that. First of all, I know as well as you do that you've never been through an earthquake before today. So don't make it sound like. Don't play it down and make it sound like you weren't excited about it.
I wasn't, and to be honest, it wasn't that much of an earthquake. Yeah. Maybe it's because we were so far from the epicenter.
Well, obviously. But it's an earthquake nonetheless, and we're East Coasters. Yeah. We don't experience
Frank,
something like
Frank,
that.
Frank, this isn't the Bay Bridge collapsing. It was like somebody. I honestly thought the heavily morbidly obese guy that I work with was walking behind me. That is the same sensation I had at my desk.
I live near the train tracks, and I get a similar rumble when the train rolls by. Or if a large tractor trailer rolls by.
And then did you go to a diner and have instant grits?
And then that's
Frank, you got that, right? You understood that reference?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Thank you very much. All right, Jeff.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay.
I just never had a grit before.
Like, oh my God, earthquake. And I'm like, no, it really isn't that big a deal unless there was some property damage. You know?
Oh, so you feel that the loss of lives makes it a big deal. Is that what you're saying there, Jeffrey?
That's why they call it a natural disaster.
Yeah, being jostled in your in your nest of office paper and fucking no-dose bottles.
But getting
bottles.
Back to what Kenneth said, you're not easily impressed by things. Is that correct? I mean, what would impress you? What would knock your socks off?
Well, from my California friends, the way they describe an earthquake, you get a real respect for the true power of nature, and I really didn't see that with this one.
You know? I checked my Facebook feed, and there were people that were charging out of their homes because they were fearful. Like, you live, like, the people that I'm looking at, like, they live within a 20-minute radius of me. How could you have possibly had such a fucking sensation that you had to charge out of your home
for fucking protection? And I've noticed this with people in this part of the country specifically. It's almost as if we want something to happen, something on a grand scale. You know what I mean? Not so much like a 9/11 terrorist thing. Although I will say, in terms of things to talk about, that is a big one for us. That's sort of our tsunami, if you will, in terms of natural disasters. But California, Florida, basically Gulf of Mexico, they really have, you know, the market cornered on really cool natural disaster stories. Nothing really happens up here.
You know,
so that kind of excitement, I could see where people would find that appealing. Frankly, I like the fact that nothing happens up here. Yeah. Of an astronomically awful nature.
Yeah, because you have a fucking brain. I mean, that's exactly what it is. People live here because, you know, you don't live in a path of a goddamn hurt. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, what I want is I want all the people that complained on Twitter and Facebook to get in a room and just explain how troubled they were to people that have a fucking hurricane destroy their fucking town every year. And then they go back.
Tornado. You know, people don't realize, you know, some people live with these things 3 or 4 months out of the
right.
year.
But we don't. But we don't. So that's the
exactly.
issue.
Exactly.
We don't. So it's a big fucking deal when
so
it happens.
Stop wishing awful things on ourselves because we're bored with our climate and with our tectonic plates.
Hey, Jeff, can I ask you something? This is unrelated. Are you a Yelper? Use Yelp?
Use it. I don't post to it.
You don't. But you use it and read reviews of places.
Right.
And I bet one part of your conversation after you try a place out is like, wow, that fucking spoon forky man 27 knows nothing about fucking pork cutlets. I don't know.
No, I don't really look at the specific ones. I'll check out the aggregates, and then my wife likes to check out the individual ones for snark.
Oh.
Just to see what people have to say. This is a great website that I'm following now. It's on my Twitter. You're so Shane. You can retweet.
By the
it
way,
it's a guy. Who
by the way, can I just say you have a Twitter name that can only be typed because no one has mastered the way to spell your, not your,
really?
Your. No, every textual interchange on the internet has at least one fuck up of your versus you apostrophe re. That's why I say you're not your Steve. Anyway, fuck this. The earthquake, Frank, you're very excited about it. And Jeff, you're not. Is that basically where we're going with this?
No. I'm not very excited about it. It's something that I didn't think would ever happen to me. And that did.
I was let down by it. I thought my first time would
be
special.
Do you remember the blizzard of 96, Ken?
Not only that, I remember the blizzard of 93.
Right. You know what they call it up in Alaska?
Yeah, see, you know what? Blizzard. That's don't play it. You know what? I know what you're doing, Jeffrey. You know what? Of course, we don't experience what the California experience. That's not the point. The point is we experienced it. The point is we experienced it.
Extreme weather because it never happens up here because we want something.
Yeah. No. I think it's, Jeff, I think the point that Frank is making is that it's okay to marvel at it, but, I mean, and what you're saying is don't be so fucking lame as to be frightened or in fear of what we get here because it's nothing.
Like, we have the hurricane coming up the East Coast. I hear now it's going to hit, Hurricane Eileen's going to hit probably by Saturday, New Jersey directly.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, my wife is, because we're going on a cruise this weekend, my wife is having her family come over the house and make sure the dogs are okay. Because she thinks
you're going on a cruise?
Something's going to happen.
When are you going on a cruise? This week is...
Are you going on a cruise, Jeff?
Yeah.
Somebody's doing good. Somebody's doing fine.
You know what? Just get rear-ended and somebody will do real good.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Whatever, whatever. Listen to me. Jeffrey, Frank, what are you leaving for this trip?
What are you talking about, Frank?
No, I pay for it out of my legal settlement.
You had a legal settlement?
Yeah, we got hit by a member.
Did you get the guy that looked like the security guard from Armed and Dangerous named Lazarus? that TV lawyer?
For 20 years, I have been trying to get money from your mishaps.
I don't know.
So Salino and Barnes out of Long Island.
Jesus.
Great guys.
Oh.
Yeah, they got us a nice tidy sum, and we decided to go on a cruise.
Are you leaving?
Friday. So I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with the flights and whatnot, but needless to say.
Well, you know what, Jeff? I wish you well, and I hope your vacation is not rained out or affected by the hurricane.
Yeah. But you know what? Hurricanes are impressive. I will give them that.
No, but not in this area. So you know, a hurricane here, you must be an asshole. Anyway, Jeff, thank you for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it. Sorry I didn't get to your call before. Do me a favor. Don't text Frank to let him know that you're calling in, because I'll eventually...
He texted me.
I texted him.
Oh, so you set this up?
I said call in, and he said he tried, but you didn't pick up.
Oh, Frank.
Frank, why don't you tell them about our fantastic
four-star meal. We went last week while you were – and I guess it's okay to say now that you were on vacation last week. Is that okay to say now?
Yeah, I was on vacation.
Okay, because I know you didn't want it to be mentioned.
Why wouldn't it be okay?
Well, he didn't. I mean, I could. I this because Ken didn't want it to be mentioned in case he didn't want his house to be robbed.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so, you know what?
So I was.
You know what, Frank? God damn it! Not even mentioning it, my fucking house was robbed. Okay.
Shut up.
No, I'm not even kidding. My fucking house was vandalized when I was gone.
Well, with what? What happened?
By the, you know, my wonderful tomato garden.
Oh, the deer! That's please.
My fucking tomato garden that I every that morning I pissed, fucking hey, shut your fucking mouth!
The worst tomato garden I ever saw.
You bald motherfucker! I swear to God, I'll rake your eyes next time I see you. I planted tomatoes, Roma and cherry, Jeff, two varieties of tomatoes. I cared for these plants. I weeded the beds every day. I pulled suckers off the fucking plants. I guided them through the cages, tied ropes around them to make them grow straight, watered them twice a day. I put my heart and soul into growing these fucking tomatoes, and I come back, and they're broken in half. These fucking tomato plants were over 5 feet tall.
You're like Miyagi with the fucking bonsai trees.
Same plant bought from New Jersey Garden Center? Same.
Yes.
How come he didn't get the upside
it's
down
It's Mr.
Tomato
Ken's
hangers?
Little tomatoes. Yeah. How come what?
How come he didn't get those upside down tomato hangers? They seem to be pretty easy to use.
Listen, they didn't have...
I didn't realize he had such a green thumb.
They didn't have those... When the brown engines weren't robbing us for our roulette money. They didn't have those then. So I won't have them now. What happens when the goddamn, as my dad would say, by the way, happy birthday, Dad. Happy birthday. 60 goddamn 9 years old. Holy shit. As my dad, when the balloon goes up, are you going to have little hanging tomato plants that you buy at Rite Aid? I don't fucking think so. You'll have a handful of seed.
Reenact Civil War battles. You actually reenact the agriculture of the time.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think it's a bad thing. By the way, I was very pleased to hear on episode 52 of Hate Us Talk, which is titled "A Good Dump." Our buddy Clayton is teaching his kids to grow what kind of plant? What kind of vegetable? Fucking tomatoes, and he's not doing it with the upside down hangy shit. He's doing it the right way. Tomatoes. And so I come back, and they're completely decimated. The plants were taller than me. They were approaching 6 feet tall. They were like, 5'11"? And just incredible. Like, I've never seen them grow that well. I don't know what...
Were you devastated?
to be perfectly honest, the first thing I did when my feet touched ground on my driveway was walk around back to see if any of my green tomatoes had ripened. And not only were the tomatoes gone, the plants were fucking chewed at the middle. Not even at the top, where like you could say, oh, well, some of the branches will grow up. Chewed at the fucking middle.
Well, why didn't you have one of those, like, you know, those plywood cutouts of a dog painted black or a scarecrow, something like that?
A scarecrow?
It works.
It keeps birds away, but do you think deer give a fuck about a cardboard cutout? They'll fuck it before they get scared of it. They need scent. They need smell, which is why I had such a great success early on, because I put a perimeter of my own piss around the garden, and they stayed away. They stayed away.
It's not true.
What?
You didn't piss around your garden to keep the deer away. Stop it.
Well, listen, I make up some things. I didn't. I swear on everything that I did that. I took a 1-liter bottle, I filled it with urine, and like I was trying to protect my house from witches in some kind of a horror film, I drew a perimeter while humming. I was humming some kind of a song, so it was almost like a pagan ritual around the garden. I did. And you know what?
And what does your girlfriend say about that?
She's on a couch, you know, with a Coca-Cola Classic. And doesn't give a half a fuck.
Are you sure, or is it one of your pre-filled piss bottles?
Well, it was a can, and I you know what? I'm fearful of nicking my urethra tip. I don't want to do that, so I made sure it was a wide mouth plastic bottle. Hey, listen, I could have been a complete savage and just hauled it out and let it fly. At least I carried it in something portable and dumped it.
What are you going to do now to step up your defenses? It's, maybe electric fence?
Listen, it's all for naught now. They chewed the fucking middle out of the plant, okay? I had a metal cage around each plant. They stuck their little cunt deer mouth through the gap and just bit it right in half. Like even a brontosaurus wouldn't be as much of an asshole. They eat the tips of the plants to let it grow back and maybe have another meal a month later. These fucking asshole deer chewed right through the fucking middle of the plant and broke it.
Well, I guess you have only one recourse now, and that is revenge.
You know what? On my vacation in Outer Banks, where the Outer Banks, North Carolina, where we go every year. Frank, I've noticed you're very, very, very quiet.
I'm just listening.
You have nothing to add?
And not at this point in time. I do when you're done talking.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Am I holding up something you want to talk about?
No, I was talking about the dinner I had with Jeffrey a few weeks ago.
Are you upset that I completely stopped on that? Because
no, not at all.
Okay. Well, actually,
Instant, go for it,
Frank. Tell me about the dinner you had with Jeffrey.
Jeffrey wanted to go to dinner, and first he picked this. You know, Jeffrey's what they call a foodie. Are you familiar with what a foodie is?
Look, don't try to stroke me off with the.
Are you familiar with what a foodie is?
Don't fucking stroke me off with the setup for this story that has already been set up 20 minutes ago. Just fucking foodie, jump in.
He's very into like different eclectic food types of things. Me, you know, I'm an American guy. I like American food, steak, chops, ribs, pasta. So a couple
what
of places.
Call bland food.
Yeah, the couple of you know, he picks these Mongolian places and other kind of, and Indian places, and I just couldn't go for it. So then he picked a place called The Manor in West Orange, New Jersey. Are you familiar with this place?
You're going to talk about it whether I am or not, right?
Yeah, so are you familiar with it?
No.
Okay. Well, The Manor is a very upscale, well-to-do, probably one of the most well-to-do restaurants in all of northern Nueva Jersey.
And, what kind of decor are we talking about? You walk in, what do you see?
You see a lot of...
What do you see? What is the primary color that you see? Like, what is the over... If you blurred it into one pixel, what would the color be?
Wood.
wood, like wood paneling?
No, like wood carvings.
Like mahogany?
Yes, white. Mahogany, things of cherry wood, things of that nature.
You see, now when you zoom that place out, as regal as it is, and you zoom out the bar that Clayton called us from drunk a few weeks ago, it's the same color. Isn't that amazing? So continue, I'm sorry.
So we, what happened was Jeffrey said, listen, Frank, why don't we do a buffet? I wasn't aware that there were high-class buffets. To me, buffet was the old country buffet, which are typically low-class buffets. I don't know if you've ever been to a buffet before.
Can you mention a noun without asking me if I'm aware of it? can you do that for me, please?
Mention a what?
A fucking noun. Every idea, person, place, or thing you've mentioned in this story, you've stopped, turned your head, and said, have you heard of this or been there or experienced
I'm
this?
I'm trying to bring you into the story.
There. I don't know. Have you heard of this?
Frank, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Who are your inspirations for storytelling? Because I've never heard anybody tell a fucking story like this.
I'm just trying to bring you into the thing.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Are you familiar with something being bad? So bad that it's the worst?
It's a very Mad Men type thing. Very old school. They require upscale dress.
Right. And that was, first of all, that was a problem. Because, well, let me ask you this, Kenny. I said to you, Ken, let's I'd like to go out. You know, I want to know if you want to get something to eat. And I picked a place, and the place required you to wear a jacket and had valet parking. What would you say to me?
I would be bracing myself for some kind of drug in my drink and possibly waking up with a sore rectum.
Right.
Because the only reason you would ask me to go hang out with you and get food and take me to somewhere where we have to get dressed up is because you're trying to take me out on a gay date.
Right. So, no. Well, what I'm saying is if me and you were to go out to eat, we'd probably just, you know, grab a burger somewhere. We probably wouldn't go somewhere where there's a linen tablecloth, correct?
Because when we hang out, the event is not eating the food.
Right. So so he picked this very fancy place that you had to wear a jacket.
Hold on. Clayton said the reason I said where the only reason it would be is because you wanted to rape me, he said, or Frank wants to let you know that he's dying. The only other reason why you would take a friend to a dress-up place is to let him know that you're dying.
Well, the idea was that we were going to go with Barb and her boyfriend. And okay. I would
so
like
you made an event of it. I see.
Right. Okay. So, you know, we were all going to get dressed up and go to this fancy place.
And there was a dilemma because I own, you know, I'm at a stage in my life where I'm not in the best of shape. So I own, at this point in time, I own only one suit.
You basically have your funeral clothes.
Right.
You have wedding jacket.
You only own one suit? Like I'm some kind of heathen. Because I only own one suit.
And the thing is, it's not a suit if the thing you wear under the jacket is a fucking long sleeve t-shirt. I'm sorry. You're trying to sell somebody insurance or solve a crime on a beach.
No, I have
a
regular suit.
All you needed to wear was a jacket, a blazer. You know what I mean? Right. And so, and he started flipping out.
I was flipping out because I'm like I called the place. Is a jacket required? They said it's not required, but most people wear it. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So now I'm going crazy looking for another blazer. So I finally found a blazer, and which Jeff actually commented on, said it was very nice.
I'm sure he said it just to be polite.
No, I don't think.
No,
I think
he actually looked very distinguished.
But did you feel the inside?
No, why?
It's very rough.
No, it wasn't my
That's the weirdest thing I've ever. Why is it rough?
Because it's poor quality. He fooled you with a Men's Warehouse special.
A burlap lining?
Hey, listen. He's going to love the way he looks, but it's going to be pure shit.
Frank, in all these years, how old are you now? 41?
That's correct.
In all these years, you've never taken the time to treat yourself to one good suit?
Jeff.
I have one good suit, but it was in the cleaners at the time.
Jeff, are you like your joys are the extravagant things. Like you describe getting a suit as like a treat.
No, but I would think after 40 years you would have a good suit.
I do have a good suit. However, it was in the cleaners because I went to a wedding a few days prior.
Yeah, but wait, wasn't this the suit that you described on the last show as having pants that you had to stretch out on the you had to lay down on the bed?
Yes.
Like the woman in the pajama jeans commercial to show how terrible jeans are. She has to lay on her bed.
As seen on TV, button extenders, the one.
Yes.
The yeah. one that connected to rubber bands.
Yeah, see, I told Frank to try to do that because he complained before about you. You complained before about your pants that you couldn't get a button.
Right.
You could just extend it. And then you have to wear a zipper cape so nobody sees your underwear. Just put a little fucking a drop cloth over your
So what gaunch. Happened was
Are you really Jeff, like a woman, like holding on to all of your old jeans to see if you can
He retains them? Water.
I'm keeping them to see if I will lose weight eventually. I keep all my tight jeans to as an incentive for me to lose weight.
See, Jeff, what you don't understand is Frank's goal, his dream, is to have one of those pictures where he's standing in his fat pants, holding out the waist.
With one thumb just pulling out the waist.
Yeah, like the beginning of the last season of The Sopranos where the dude who sucked the cop's dick, he peeled off 100 pounds and now he's very excited.
Four.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Frank, I got the name wrong, you know?
Hey, Johnny Cakes. Yeah. All right, listen.
Great.
So what happened?
Good impression. Solid.
So actually, in real life, that guy, Johnny Cakes, is deceased.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah. But anyway.
He killed himself. Congratulations.
Yes, he did kill himself.
Okay. Anyway, back to the manor.
So what happened was Jeffrey said, let's do the buffet at the manor. I'm like, fine. I like variety. I like a buffet. And so I figured he said to me, okay, so we get there. I met with him and his lovely wife. And lo and behold, Jeff accidentally made reservations for a la carte as opposed to buffet.
Oh.
And very expensive a la carte.
Were you upset that there was no pan of ziti over the blue flame?
So what happened was, I says, well, didn't you get, he says, I ordered, Jeff's like, I ordered, Jeff started arguing with the maitre d', and he says, I ordered, I made the reservations online. And I
Jesus
said, right,
Christ,
Jeff,
Frank.
What? You start arguing with the guy.
What is going on in your brain right now that you can't get these sentences out?
Yeah, every fucking detail. Frank, just calm down. I know you're excited about the manor, but really, just slow down and tell the story.
It really is. Goatweed writes 30 minutes for a 5-minute story. It really is taking every minute detail, the pH.
So anyway, long story short.
The closing statement of the OJ trial was quicker than this.
The barometer.
There you go.
Oh, so everything worked out. You tell us about this meal. Yeah, we didn't hear about any fucking food.
So I'll cut to the chase.
We hear about what the maitre d's wearing, what the fucking reservations were. We didn't hear about one fucking bite of food in 20 minutes.
I just screwed up the reservation.
So I said to Jeff, I says, well, let me. I'm sure they, if you made reservations online, they gave you confirmation. And he goes, yeah, but I haven't sent them my different email, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, he didn't want to admit that he fucked up until his wife dragged it out of him.
Right.
And so he finally admitted to it.
To the bar, okay, and wait for our table. So I said, why don't we all get some drinks? Frank orders, and I've never seen someone order this before in a bar, a slow gin fizz.
What's wrong with it?
That's what like the in the cowboy movies, the guy who takes the pictures of the dead people would order that.
I don't even know what I've never heard of the drink in my life. It sounded old to me, and the old bartender kind of nodded like, "Yeah, I know how to make that because I learned how to make that in fucking bartender school in the 1950s."
Yeah, because my grandpappy drank it when he told us that
Jeff, you tried it and you liked it.
That he was.
It was delicious. The other day, I was in the city, and I ordered a slow gin fizz, and they had no idea what I was talking about. Mm.
Did you follow it up with a Rob Roy?
Don't you hate when bartenders don't know how to make a specific drink? That's your job. You should be able to make every fucking drink in the book.
No, Frank, for the most part, the art of making a cocktail is pretty much useless outside of the more up, you know, the higher class hotels, most people just get like, you know, a Jaeger and Red Bull or a Jack and Coke.
Yeah, the drinks that are ordered are essentially a list of ingredients. It's not a name drink anymore. I mean, my mom will order the occasional Malibu Bay Breeze or whatever the fuck it is, and you have to maybe have knowledge of two juices to master that one. But otherwise, it's vodka and tonic, gin and tonic. You know, it's a list of how to make the fucking drink. So, you know, slow gin fizz. Like, what were you hoping for? Why did you? What made you order that?
I didn't even know. It's like, did you see this on TV?
Well, you guys always make fun of me for ordering female drinks. So a gin isn't.
Your drink
feminine.
Had the word fizz in it.
So it was slow gin.
I'm just wondering where you heard the drink.
I heard the name of the drink in 1984 at my brother's wedding.
Oh, Jesus Christ! You dug deep, huh?
Yeah.
But, like, were you planning on ordering that? Because you're going to a classy place. You wanted to have a classy cocktail.
What happened was...
Can you not fucking snack for an hour?
It's ice. It's not snacking.
You're chewing. It doesn't matter. It sounds like you're eating Bugles.
A couple weeks prior to that, I was at a wedding, and I ordered a slow gin fizz. And the guy says to me, oh, it's usually old men usually order that. And I was so embarrassed. And I go, yeah, it's for somebody at my table. And he says, well, how do you want it? And I was like, what do you? And I didn't know what the fuck he meant. How do you want it? So I just says, I don't know.
Slow and
straight
fizzy.
Up. Yeah. He says, well, do you want it on ice or whatever? I says, yeah, I guess so.
All over my face.
You just said straight up. You just took
whatever. Isn't that how you order liquor straight up?
If it's one liquor.
Oh.
Straight up means nothing else. I'll have a slow gin fizz with a twist of lime. Straight up. Straight up. Nothing else. Wow. So we've heard nothing about food yet. Just the fact that there were errors and drinks were ordered. Where are you going with the story, Frank?
I'm just not going anywhere. I'm just telling you what happened. And we just had a good time.
Continue then.
I just did. We had a good. We had dinner. We had a good time. Went out on the balcony, and had some conversation, and we called it a shot. Called it an evening.
Like, hold on. How do you tell a story about a meal and not mention food? I don't understand. Jeff, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was just sitting back and letting him tell the story. But
well,
hold on.
For the first time I never had before.
He went off about his fucking drink and then ended the story. And I said, well, what else happened? He goes, well, we had a good time.
Were you impressed by the array of choices at the buffet, Frank?
I would say that.
I didn't really hear a lot of feedback after the meal in terms of, your enjoyment.
I would say that 50% of the variety, 50% of the choices were seafood related, which I don't like seafoods. That knocked me down 50%. There was a
really,
lot of shellfish.
Frank, because they
Jeff ate about 15 lobsters.
What?
What are you talking about? There was two seafood options.
No, there was a lot of shellfish.
There was a raw bar and lobster. That was it.
And there was
a
sushi
raw what?
And shellfish.
Wait, there was a bar. Raw what?
Bar, like, you know.
You said bar. You said fucking bar. Anyway, so Frank... Honestly, 1 to 10, rate your experience at the Manor in West Orange.
My experience... The experience, the food, or the overall experience?
Holy shit. Your fucking experience that you've been talking about for the last...
Have you ever had an experience, Ken?
No, I've never had
experience.
I'm just dumbfounded. I'm dumbfounded. You've been talking about an entire fucking event. 1 to 10, your experience at the Manor.
My experience at the Manor was a 10.
Really, Frank? Considering some complaints
he had about... No, he's ashamed. He doesn't want to let you know
that...
Please, Jeffrey, I would ask you to refrain from that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a 10. I had a good time, and I thank Jeff for asking me, and
so
I hope
you
we
would
do
go,
it again.
If he says, let's go to the Manor, you'd be happy to go.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't suggest another place.
Well, I could go somewhere else as well.
So it doesn't sound like the perfect experience. You gave that a 10 out of 10.
The experience is hanging out with good people, and I hung out with good people, so that was fun.
Now, here's the thing. When you rate something 1 to 10, 10 is it.
Perfection.
10 is, there could be nothing done to it that would make it any better. It is the best possible thing.
Okay,
you can
experience. let me revise my thing then.
Okay,
because you said you could have just gone to an Applebee's and had a good time.
Is that what he said? Honestly,
yeah. I would say an 8 because I would have preferred a little less seafood. And I also watching Jeff eat that green gook inside the shell inside the lobster made me a little queasy.
Yeah, you know, watching somebody eat lobster is fucking gross.
If you're not a fan of lobster, you certainly can't.
Watch. Are you aware there's like green gook inside a lobster? Yeah.
Yes, because it used to be something that was alive, and the females have eggs and shit. Yeah,
are you a shellfish fan, Kenny?
Yes, I am. I really am. I've never eaten a whole lobster, and I don't think I ever will.
To be shellfish, have you had it?
Have you ever heard of it? Hey, you know what they give with shellfish is lemon and butter. Are you familiar? Have you had a lemon? You know, they wedge it. Are you familiar with that shape? Jesus Christ, Frank. So thank you for telling me all about your experience there. You were literally...
I feel bad because I thought it was literally going to be a two-minute recap.
No, and then Frank sat there sullen and silent that he couldn't tell his story. So obviously you would have thought... Something went down. Let's hear about it.
No. Jeff mentioned the story. I had really forgot about it until he brought it up.
But when I asked why you were silent, you said, well, I was talking about the story.
I was listening to your story. What can I say?
I was going to talk about the matter, but, you know.
I was listening to your story.
Frank, you know that on my vacation, we went to...
Where'd you go, by the way?
The Outer Banks, North Carolina. Have you heard of that state? It's north of South Carolina.
No, but what happened? Well, let me get back to you on the whole vacation thing, if you don't mind. The week before that you went on vacation, we had done a show.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, you know, what happened was I heard through a little birdie that people were in the room last week wondering where the heck, what was going on because nothing was tweeted about there being no show or anything. And I didn't want to say you were on vacation because I had explicit instructions not to say that you were on vacation because you were afraid somebody's going to rob your house. So I didn't know what to say. So maybe you could have tweeted something and said that you had an illness or something that it was no
and,
show.
And keep in mind, it's not an exact fucking frantic fear that someone's going to throw a brick through my window and loot my wonderful supply of pretzels and shampoo and soap.
From peanut butter pretzels.
Well, we don't have any more. You ate the last of them. You ate the last of them, the rustic nuts.
Oh, the rustic nuts.
Yes. It's not that. It's that I don't know. I don't think it's wise to advertise that you're not going to be home for a period of time. Am I wrong here? I personally, that's how I feel personally. It's not that I think that the Russians are going to fucking rappel off of helicopters and invade schools in my town, put my dad behind a chain link cage. And force his hand at yelling "Avenge me!" before they assassinate him. I don't think that's going to happen. Red Dawn.
Really
anybody? No one. Okay. But I don't like to do that. That's all. It's my own personal fucking preference. Okay. The Outer Banks. We go to the same place pretty much every
deer,
year.
Do you think the deer were watching you pull out of your driveway?
Let me tell you something. I bet you they were. And I'm looking out for them too. You can walk up to them. They're tame. They're fucking tame. I may go walk up to one of them with like a piece of bread and lure him, try to make a...
Are you being serious?
Oh, you can, that was your problem. You
can really walk up to them nowadays?
They're
poor, and now they think they could take advantage.
No, I haven't done that. I'm not fucking...
That's why
I'm not,
I don't
listen,
talk to neighbors.
That's why you don't talk to what?
To my neighbors.
Yeah.
Because we had deer in our backyard a couple days ago, and I wanted to go over there and pet it, but I was afraid of getting a deer tick.
not afraid that they were going to put their razor hoofs into your bald face.
They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. They're docile.
If you corner them, they will. Try cornering a fucking deer. I hope they angle their head down in an aggressive manner and plunge their rack into your chest.
What are your stories? I'm sure they'll
lay on the ground. Ready, Santa!
Ready, Santa! And have you ever heard of apple trees? Do you like the apples that fall down from them? Are they delicious? Have you tasted a tomato plant? Yeah, they come up in my yard, and my niece has pictures of videos of her actually feeding the deer.
Really?
Yeah, by hand. They can be taught. Frank, I'm going to teach these deer to eat from me.
I love deer. I would love to. I don't care if they destroyed all of my landscaping. I would love them.
Yeah, but this isn't my plan to actually win their hearts and minds. I want to get their trust so that I can use some of the cooking methods I learned on an episode of Chopped, where they were given the back straps of a deer and lure them into friendship and then murder them. And eat them. That's what I really want to do. I don't like them at all. They cause problems. They
How would you do it, though? Bow and arrow?
Like, are we talking lucid dream? Like, where anything is possible? Or, like, real?
I mean, if you...
Because if we're going with the dream state...
If you could somehow identify the deer that took out your tomato plants, and then someone presented you with a table full of weapons and said, choose... Which one would you pick?
Well, you want to. The one thing is, you don't want to go chase down a blood trail. It's too much work.
True.
You want to drop them instantly. So you want to get them close with like a slice of Wonder Bread, and have them look and not be sure, and then take that one step, and then put the fucking barrel of a gun right to their third rib, and just fucking let it fly.
So you're going with a pistol or a. Some kind of shotgun?
No. Keep in mind, I have hunters in the chat room here who are like, they love tracking the deer, the blood trail. You got to understand, I'm doing this in a residential area. I don't necessarily need to be seen dragging a fucking deer several hundred yards. I want them to die on my deck and bring them in and basically stain the rug that I'm going to throw out anyway. Look, I'm not going to... This is all getting out of hand. I'm speaking as a man who has had his heart broken because his true love, the tomato plants, have been chomped to goddamn worthless bits. We got four fucking cherry tomatoes for all my efforts.
You never killed anything before, right?
I killed a sunfish once. I wanted to see how far I could throw it. And
I mean like a mammal.
No, I don't think I've ever killed a mammal. Oh, I've run over countless squirrels purposely. But I've never killed a mammal, no.
Did you intend to run them over?
Yeah, once.
Okay, that counts.
Yeah, but but it's kind of a little bit far removed. I mean, it's not, you don't get to see it die.
It is technically hunting, though, if you think about it.
It's true. Yeah, my bow also had a Beretta logo. And a purple and pink GT sticker on the side of it that I was very ashamed of but could never get off. No, have you ever killed anything besides your rabbit that had worms in it that you neglected?
Yes. I went hunting with my ex-girlfriend's father.
Interesting.
And I killed a hedgehog.
Wow.
Which I thought was a deer. But turned out to be an unappetizing mammal. But
You killed a hedgehog, but you thought it was a deer?
It was moving inside the bush, so I kind of aimed at the bush.
Oh, that's really responsible. That's good. Thank you for doing that. You know what you do is you shoot into a vibrating array of leaves.
No, but he used to kill deer all the time and eat them, and they were delicious. So.
They are. Frank, have you ever eaten venison?
I would never eat deer.
Why not?
It's too beautiful of an animal.
No, it's not.
You know what you are? I hate everything that you are. You know what? The more I hear you speak, the more I dislike you. Too beautiful of an animal?
It's too beautiful of an animal. It's a work of art. I would never eat a deer.
And what is a cow?
You would never
eat a cow. A cow isn't a fucking work of art, Frank.
A cow is a beast of burden.
A couple more notches. On
wait,
a cow is a
what?
A beast of burden.
I wonder at which point you just decided to go with that. Cows are a work of art, Frank. Do you realize the beast of burden?
You couldn't hunt to survive, to keep your family alive.
Are you fucking out of your mind?
This isn't an issue of hunting or not hunting. Come on now, let's not call it.
We almost experienced Armageddon today in the form of an earthquake. A couple more notches up on the Richter scale, and we would have been foraging for our own food.
I will say this though. Let me ask you this, Jeffrey: if you were starving and only you and your dog Primo were left, would you kill your dog and eat it for your survival?
He doesn't have a dog named Primo.
His name is Pronto, not Primo.
Oh, Pronto. Would you kill your dog to save yourself?
In South Central Los Angeles?
Yeah, but it has the perfect name to turn him into sausage, though. Fucking fantastic name.
Would you, if you were starving to death, I'd have to dispatch him quickly. Because you know what? I wouldn't be able to feed him either, so it would be a slow death.
What about your dog, Teddy? Would you do that to your dog, Teddy?
Why are you saying Teddy weird?
Oh, Teddy. Teddy. Would you eat Teddy?
I hate your vocal experiments that you just decide to engage in. I don't like them.
Would you eat Teddy or not?
Why are you saying Teddy? Well, explain to me why you're saying Teddy.
It's the way I say it.
No, it isn't, Frank.
Teddy would not offer much meat. You'd get two chops out of his back legs. That's it. So I wouldn't. I would let him starve to death.
Frank, would you let gracefully. Your kids eat you?
Pardon?
You know what? Honestly, here's the deal. Let me rethink that. If there's no other food and there's no other animals and I could probably live another day, yeah, I'd try it out. Because you're going to die. And you're going to one of your last thoughts would be, I wonder what the fuck that little thick leg would have tasted like. Just a little bit of lemon, maybe. I don't know. Some olive oil. Maybe a pinch of cumin. Sprinkle it on top. What about, Frank, what about your rickety-ass dog with the fucking tear marks? What's his name? Hopalong with the fucking Marvin.
Marvin is so skinny and scrawny that he would just be like... chewy nothing.
You'd have to put like Cajun spices on him so you could just suck his head, the juice out of his skull.
Well, in France, like a crawdad, they fry the old animals for their more developed flavor.
Yeah,
they actually prefer the old chickens and the old cows.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Thank you for that. Anyway,
so it might actually be delicious.
What do you think?
Are you going to get another dog, Frank? After
he's not going to get another dog. He won't. He won't do it.
I don't.
How about this question, though, Frank? Because your dog is old. How old is Marvin?
He was born in 1998.
Why is it that whenever I ask for quantities, you give me starting points?
Because I can't figure out his age that quickly. I have to think about it. So if I find out what year he was born, then I can figure it out that way. So
but you don't figure it out. You just give me. You give me the formula.
He was born in 1998, so he's 13 years old.
Yeah. Thank you.
He just turned 13 a couple weeks ago, actually.
Oh, wow. It must have been memorable that you forgot his fucking age from a couple weeks ago. Let me ask you this. Having just experienced the death of a pet and doing the cremation, the whole nine yards, knowing what you know now, is there anything you would do different when Marvin decides to no longer inhabit this world?
No, there's nothing I can really do differently. I'm not going to bury him because I didn't bury her, so it wouldn't be fair to her for me to bury him and not her.
How much did you spend to keep the other one alive?
I'd say probably $1,000.
Is there an amount of money that would get you to consider just leaving him on a neighbor's steps? take care of my dog, put a blanket in there and a note. He's sleeping.
No. He, you know, he pretty much sleeps 23 hours a day, so he's really not even any bother. He doesn't even hear us coming in anymore, so.
How long do you think he's got?
I don't know. He's still very spry and active.
He sleeps 23 hours a day. How is he spry?
That's spry and active for Frank.
Well, when he's not sleeping, you know, he's like, he literally sleeps, I would say he sleeps about 20 hours a day. No, maybe even 22 to 23. He sleeps all fucking day. All he does is sleep.
I guess relative to his master, he is pretty spry and active.
He's awake 2 hours longer than Frank is.
Frank, I got to ask you, I was thinking about this. Something that happened this morning, wondering how you would have responded to this. On two levels, actually. I was at a bagel place, and I was getting my my breakfast. And as they were making my breakfast sandwich, I went and got a cup of coffee. They have the self-serve coffee station. And there was another guy there pouring his own coffee, putting milk and sugar in it like a bitch, honestly. And I'm filling my cup up, making it known that I intend on drinking this coffee black. It's up to the brim. I did it just to show him that this is how you drink coffee. And as I go and reach over for my lid, the guy goes, "Hey, you know, I don't know you or anything like that, but and I'm bracing for I don't even know what." He goes, "You got like a, I don't know, you got like gobs or something on the back of your head." So now I'm like, "What?" He goes, I don't know what it is. You got something. You got like, I don't know, maybe hair product or something.
Clear just, and white.
Just gobs of it on your head. And I'm thinking, like, is this guy fucking with me? So I start rubbing the back of my head. I don't feel anything. He's like, yeah, you know, just rub it in. Rub it in. And I'm thinking, you know, I did put hair products. I have like a hair wax kind of thing. Maybe it was gobbed in. But like, he basically coached me as I rubbed supposed product in the back of my head for about 35 seconds at the coffee station. And he goes, yeah, that's good. That's good. I have no way of checking it. I have no way of now knowing if it was there because I rubbed it. If it was there, I rubbed it in. If it wasn't, I just rubbed my head like a fucking jerk off for this guy's amusement. And I said on two levels, I was wondering how you would think of this because you're a bald man. So, I mean, rubbing hair is that's a distant fantasy, but human interaction for you is not. Let's say you had a full head of hair again and you were in my situation there. As soon as the guy said, "You don't know me or anything, but you got like some stuff on the back of your head," what would you have done?
I would just say, "Oh, okay. Thanks," and I would go to the car and look at it in the mirror. I wouldn't stand there like a bitch, like a Coco the Clown, and rub my head at his command.
I didn't even think of it until after I was in the car. I just realized either that guy was very nice, or he just fucking played me. That guy
when you were a kid,
like a fucking fiddle.
Ken, when you were a kid and you had something on your face, did your mother like lick her finger and then like kind of like rub it off?
I'm sure she did. I don't really remember it though. I'm sure she did.
You know what my mother used to do?
Not like you like lick something like a paper maybe.
Yeah.
Or moisten it and then.
Well, I'm saying some people use spit and some people use, you know, like a wet paper towel.
I don't remember. I'm sure in a pinch she probably would have used saliva. I don't know. I don't remember that. I do know that in her car. I used to find like deposit envelopes. Like if she would go to the bank and get money, there would be lipstick blotted stains on them. I remember those vividly. And she'd keep like a pack of tissues in the car, and I think that's what she would use to wipe my face if I had like some fucking chocolate or something on my mouth or whatever. I'm just going back tracing the memories. Well, trying to figure it out.
I remember my mother when I was little, whenever I would eat ice cream cone, it would, you know, drip all over the place, and she would start it for me by licking it.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that's fucking gross to me. That's really gross. Because there's a lot of licking that has to go on to get an ice cream cone to not drip down.
Oh.
By the way, Frank, you eat a lot of ice cream cones, right? I don't mean that in any
not necessarily.
I don't mean that in any negative connotation.
I actually don't eat a lot of ice cream cones.
You couldn't let someone do that now, though, right, Frank? Not even your wife.
Like, what if Donna did that? Here's your ice cream. Oh, hold on. Here you go.
What if Ed did that?
Ed would do that, too. Ed dreams of doing that, except the cone is actually just a design pattern on a condom that
just
Frank is wearing.
At opposing ends of a piece of spaghetti.
Frank, when I was on vacation, I had never seen this before, but we went and got ice cream. And when I was handed my cone, it was a really drippy, just pissy cone melting all over the fucking place, running down the sides
coming
of it.
Coming out of the bottom.
Not coming out of the bottom, Jeff.
Oh, it was a flat bottom?
No. My hand was completely unscathed regardless of how much it melted because it was covered. The bottom of the cone was covered with a fucking drip tray. They had a plastic mold.
Oh, like a sleeve?
They had a sleeve and it had a gutter around it. I was so impressed at the state of technology.
The foresight.
Because how many years have we struggled with the fist squeezed napkin around the cone and then the factory sealed little paper loop that did nothing?
Well, like, I always wondered why they didn't have those on waffle cones, because they were never able to really seal up that bottom, and it always just ended up acting like an ice cream funnel.
Yeah,
when it started to melt.
Well, later on, what they did was they would just drop a little chocolate in there to seal it up, like that guy who made a rowboat out of a screen door with some fucking spray he sells. Did you ever see that commercial?
Yeah, the rubber. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that is, whatever it is. Yeah, they just kind of sealed up all the gaps with something that's edible. You know, I gotta say, I don't like to point out the chat room here, but our friend Clayton from Texas. It just said something that I disagree with. He said he was first very, very disturbed that I said I eat ice cream cones. And then he typed, cones are for bitches.
I don't even know what that means.
Ice cream cones are for bitches? Like, is it a bitch gay move to eat an ice cream cone? Like,
as opposed to what, a cup?
Frank, if you get ice cream, you're getting a cone, right?
99% of the time.
What happens on that 1% of the time? Does someone stare you down?
The reason I don't like it get to get in the cup is because I usually hand you a plastic spoon that they usually touch at the part where you put in your mouth.
Yeah. I like the cone because there's no cleanup.
Well, that and you get to eat the cone.
That's the whole point, yeah. That's it. I don't know.
I didn't realize it was a...
So...
Like people are fucking ganging up on me. Ed's like, oh, well, waffle cones are the way to go. They don't drip. But meanwhile, we just fucking spent 35 seconds complaining about how much they goddamn drip, Ed. You son of a bitch. Okay. Well, you know what? This is going awry. Jeff, did you see Captain America? I'm just really curious what you thought of it.
I did. I loved it.
I did too. I saw it. It's rare that I do this. When I watch a movie, I'll go to the bathroom afterwards. But as I was washing my hands, I reflected on it, and I said to myself, I really enjoyed that. I didn't just think it. I actually said it as I hit the shitty soap dispenser that shot out that Ghostbusters 2 slime fucking colored soap. That pukey Pepto-Bismol soap. That's one thing that fucking pisses me off. I love the soap that foams in places where you go to a public restroom, you hit the soap, it's foam, and it goes away. It almost dissolves into your skin before you
like
wash
a Purell.
Yes. But I hate the old school just jail soap where it's that pink color.
White pink jizz.
Yeah, from like Ghostbusters 2. Except it has the exact opposite effect on you when you come into contact with it. You don't sing Jackie Wilson songs. You just feel really bad about yourself. And
you are drippings with goo.
I'm drippings with goo. Anyway, Frank, you're fading fast, buddy. I want to thank you for hanging in there. You know, you weren't going to do the show tonight.
No. I went down the shore tonight, so I was just got back a little while ago.
Yeah, but you know what? Your judgment is a bit hazy. By the way, Jeff, thank you for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Speaking of the movies, Frank, you should go see Planet of the Apes. It was really, really good.
Really, I'm planning on doing it. Jeff, thank you very much. You're so Shane on Twitter. Thank you so much, buddy.
Later, man.
Appreciate it. Frank, you know, your judgment is a bit cloudy, you know? I need validation. I need to know if we did good work tonight. And I know of only one way. Hopefully they haven't abandoned us. Let's just see. Come on, guys. Don't do me like this. Do you think it's time to maybe just call this a dead segment? I guess 15 Tuesdays of being asked the same question is enough. Well, anyway. How does this make you feel, Frank?
Fine.
Well, you know what? We're going to try one more, and then that's going to have to be it. You know what? Fuck it. You know what, Frank? I don't need validation from fast food workers anymore. I'm a grown man. I've been shunned, I've been spurned. But I've been bestowed talent and ability, as have you. Frank, thank you very much for being a part of the DJ New Style Show. By the way, the DJ New Style Show is brought to you by ICU2. That's ICU2.com. Go there. Download the software. It's free to try. Video conferencing, face-to-face, from any place, wherever you are. Do you have a face? Do you live in a place? Can you get to a place? Now, does that place have an internet connection? The internet, have you heard of it? ICU2.com. Frank, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
Do you have anything you want to say?
Go fuck yourself.
Wow, that's really uncalled for. Thanks. Those of you tuning in live, I'll be doing a little bit of chat roulette after this. Those of you who've downloaded this and are listening this far into the episode, thank you very much. And maybe next week, you can catch it live on HeroesTalk.com. Have a good week, and eat my shit. For the tea of the-